This is the brief on South Africa's Public Administration Management Act of 2014. This document is essentially the ultimate operational playbook designed to transform South Africa's government into a clean, ethical, and efficient machine, directly addressing the need to overcome historical inequalities and deliver quality service. Executing this playbook starts with how the government manages its human capital. First, the Act governs transferring and seconding employees across national, provincial, and municipal lines. It's kind of like a massive corporate matrix structure. But how do you seamlessly move talent across completely different levels of government without people losing out? Well, employees can be moved to exactly where their skills are needed most without suffering any reduction in their pay or benefits. Second, moving people around only works if those people are honest. The Act enforces a strict, legally binding ban prohibiting government employees from conducting business with the state or being directors of companies that do, alongside the mandatory disclosure of financial interests. Sure, rules on paper are great, but how do you actually catch the rule breakers? Enter the newly established Public Administration Ethics, Integrity, and Disciplinary Technical Assistance Unit, which is designed to root out misconduct and ensure criminal corruption is immediately reported to the police. Finally, you can't punish people for failing if you haven't taught them how to succeed. To address this, the Act creates two major institutions, the National School of Government for Mandatory Upskilling and the Office of Standards and Compliance. Think of this office as the government's internal quality control inspectors, auditing the system to make sure the machine is actually working. This Act is much more than administrative red tape. It is South Africa's comprehensive blueprint for engineering a capable, highly trained, and corruption-free public sector.